Welcome to the final episode of our Festival Mix series of podcasts. I'm Ellie Liddell Crew, your host today and program manager for Unlimited. Today I'm on site at the Unlimited Festival at Southbank Centre for the final day of the festival. I'm speaking to three international delegates who've been invited to the festival by the team at Unlimited. They are Estella Laponi from Brazil, Won Young Kim from South Korea, and Hannah Madness from Indonesia. First up, I spoke to Estella Laponi. Can you introduce yourself? Who are you? Tell us a bit about your work as well, please.
Hi, I'm Estela Laponi from Brazil, from São Paulo. I'm really tired, but still excited and a mix of feelings of this wonderful experience that I had. I'm a transdisciplinary artist. I'm a performer. I work with dance as well. I do installations, visual arts, video art, cinema, and curator as well. So I'm really mixing many things in my work. I developed as well a concept that it's called corpo intruso, that means intruder body. Corpo intruso has to do with the disabled artists in the market, most of all in Brazil, because we still need to fight for a place, an equal place as an artist, to be recognized as an artist, not included in the system of inclusion, but as an artist. So in Through the Body, it's kind of a philosophy and an attitude that we must be and do.
Your work sounds very varied. The work at Unlimited Festival has also been very varied. Has there been a specific highlight for you over this festival period that you're taking away back home with you? Has there been a favourite piece of work? It'd be great to hear more.
The whole festival, it's really interesting because all the discussions are really important, and to discuss and also to see the pieces are really nice, to meet the artists and also to have this chance to chat, like with a coffee or a beer, you know, that just in an informal moment. Also, the installations, the occupation of the building in South Bank. I think that this Unlimited being in a mainstream theater or cultural center, it's really important. And also one thing that for me as a performance that touched me more, like because I think always in our own aesthetic, the disabled aesthetic, you know, that we are really breaking the barriers and producing, informing knowledge in art. I don't know if you can understand what I'm talking about, but that two red heroes, I think it's something that she's really, Jess, it's really using her condition and using a creative way, in a funny way, and breaking the barriers, and also to make the audience to experience other way of thinking and experiencing art.
So what is the disability art scene like in your home country of Brazil? And do you have any festivals like this back home?
Well, we are many, and after the pandemic, we discovered that we are much more people. So this is really nice, this is really important. And we have a festival, I think it was the fifth edition now, it's running. But the problem is that it's an initiative from the Secretary of the Disabled People and not from the culture. So that's a big problem because this secretary has a lot of things to do about disability in the city, but they don't understand, they don't have a good concept about art. The creatorship is not done by disabled people, disabled artists with disability, and the way how they deal with the program, and they don't have round tables, they don't go deep in the situation that we are facing all the time with the cultural secretary in the municipality and also the state. So it's the way how they do, it's a bit patronizing, you know. They are not really paying well, so it's not, it's everything not really correct. And so it's a good thing in a way, but in the other hand, it's not really good because not really well done, and we are not involved. It's separate, you know. It's not like here you see everybody's really involved and everybody has a disability, so everybody's talking about their own conditions, and that makes a lot of difference because you can think about diversity in a very big way.
If you were in charge, what change would you like to see in your dream future back in Brazil?
I would make a festival with radical people, not only disabled but also all non-normative bodies. A really radical one that would be really, it would impact also in art. As a activist artist, I always tried, as in my condition that I have a disability, and I was always trying to intersect my disability with other non-normative bodies. And in Intrude the Body, the Corpo Intruso research, I started to relate also the indigenous in Brazil. They were the land, they were the owners of the land, and then they became intruder bodies. The Portuguese were intruder bodies in Brazil, and then we are colonized, so they invaded Brazil, and the indigenous became the intruders. So in order to always intersect my work, I always was searching for other bodies. And nowadays, I have a performance manifesto that I'm not talking about disability, but I'm talking about indigenous, about forests, about environment, and how important it is that we think about that our art also impact in this subject, this theme, because it's about the human being in Earth. They are not respecting. In Brazil, a lot of fires are killing all the forests. Amazon is dying. And also the indigenous are dying. Still, they are dying. Still, they are killing the indigenous. Still, they don't have the right of the land, about the land. So in manifesto, it's not that I'm talking for the indigenous, but I'm bringing them with me. I'm using the speech of Ailton Krenak, that's important indigenous activist. So this is, I think it's really important that we as an artist and an activist as well, we think about everything about indigenous, about understanding that if we don't talk about the nature, the environment, nothing else, it's important because we will all die.
I think what you said is such a valid point, and we're generally seeing a shift and change of a lot of disabled artists are exploring climate justice, environmental justice, and radical issues because we are all intersectional human beings.
Yeah, it's all connected. If the life is going down the drain, we cannot talk about inclusion, unlimited. It's about that as well. I think that if we are not occupying all the space and talking about what we think in a more radical way as well, I think that this building, it's really important to be here occupying this building and till the moment that we are occupying everywhere.
Thanks, Estela. Great to hear a bit more about disability arts in Brazil and a little bit more about your practice in there too. Next up on our wonderful trio today, we have Won Young Kim. great to meet you. Great to see you. Great to be here in person. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and your work, please?
Nice to meet you all. Thank you for having me. My name is Won Young Kim, and from South Korea. But you just call me Won, it's fine. Yeah. I am a writer and a performer. So I publish some books about disability rights or my personal stories, and I did some performance. Actually, I've been producing theater and sometimes acting on the stage before, but recently I've been usually part of a dance piece as a dancer. Nice to meet you.
It would be great to know, though, with your vast experience, what you've thought of the Unlimited Festival. Is there been anything that's been a highlight for you? Is there anything that you're going to take away? Anything that's been really key or memorable?
Well, first of all, I met some very amazing artists from the UK and Brazil, Mexico, Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia. And we could share some cooperation in the future and ideas. There was amazing experience, and of course the pieces. I remember the Christopher Samuel's installation. That was very impressive to me. But I want to say a more memorable moment rather than a highlight. My wheelchair is electronic. Actually, the electronic kits adding to the manual one. Yesterday, I missed the screw, I mean the bolt. So I couldn't move in electronic way. I looked down at the floor and walk around with my head down, looking for the screw. I met Joe. I asked Joe to help me. So Joe asked the technician at the theater. His name is Mr. Ali. He checked my wheelchair and outside in front of the Elizabeth Hall, and he got a screw, and he came back and he fixed my wheelchairs outside. Actually, it was tiny but very impressive moment to me. I think it symbolized a belief that even if the wheelchair breaks down, there must be someone to help in this time and space. It's a belief that even falling in a particular situation as a minority, there will be always someone to share the burden of the situation. It's a small, but I think it's a very symbolic moment of this festival experience to me.
I wonder if one day in the future you will write a piece of work about your missing screw from the wheelchair and this combination of strangers coming together to all work for one mission.
I really want to do that.
Great to hear you mention Christopher Samuel's work as well, a really impactful artist. It would be great as well to talk a little bit about your impressions of the disability arts scene so far in the UK, from the artists you've met and the work you've seen so far at the festival. Just a snippet of what the sector is like here.
I can say it's diversity, actually. First day of the festival, I was in the theater, the Saturn Return, the show. I look around the whole audience, but all the audience are different. In UK, I think that disability represents a political and cultural space for all bodies' equality and possibility of aesthetics. That's most impressive experiences.
We've talked a little bit about the festival here, but do you have any festivals like this back at home? Is there anything you want to highlight or bring to this podcast table right now to tell us about?
Oh yeah, we have some several festivals. One of them is, the name is No Limits in Seoul. It's quite similar to Unlimited. And the concept and the mission is also similar, in some ways, similar to the Unlimited. Actually, that festival was influenced by the unlimited missions, of course. In Korea, actually, I want to say again the diversity. Actually, in Korea, we try to make some very accessible festival for all the disability, but still, I think there's very few diversities. Only disabled people or non-disabled people. So in terms of gender, race, and ethnicity, country, nationality, there's no diversity. Only the very only Koreans gathered, and some little foreigners. So I think the this kind of festival, I want to bring this amazing diverse.
Like the range of different people, maybe?
Yeah, yes, yes. I wanted to bring this experience, these images, this mood to the my home countries. I want to introduce that.
Interesting to hear about your dreams for a potential future festival in Korea. We will watch this space. It'd be really interesting to know, though, are your dreams for that festival on an international scale? Do you imagine bringing lots of different people over, or is it actually to find the diversity within Korea?
First of all, we should find the diversity in Korea, of course. But not only that, but also we need to try to make our festival internationally. I think in Korea, the infrastructure and budget of disability art is growing very fast. But still, a few artists with disabilities be part of that, I think. But, you know, in neighboring countries like Japan, China, Taiwan, or Malaysia, Nepal, there's many countries, very important countries around Korea. So if it's possible, I think the Korea art scenes have to do the roles like the UK do in the world, yes. And we should do, and we can do, I think.
So we've spoken about a dream future festival, but right now, can you tell us a little bit more about the current disabled art scene in Seoul specifically? Is there a range of different art forms? Is there one art form that's more dominant than the other? You yourself have said you are an artist across many different mediums, so please do tell us a little bit more.
Actually, in Seoul, As I mentioned, the infrastructure and the budget is growing rapidly, but and the art scene is also expanding. So there's many parts like visual art and performing art, and a lot the different genres. The artists in different genres come together, and we try to make a very new concept and new challenge to the traditional perception of the minority or disabilities. So I feel very happy in these situations, and I wanted to introduce these big rapid growing situation. I want to introduce the world, but yes, but still the artists with disability is not enough, I think. Yes, many non-disabled artists come together, but artists with disability is still not enough. Because there is not enough education for artists with disabilities, and not many chance for enjoying the various types of art genres. So. Yeah, so maybe if you visit Seoul, then you can see very interesting pieces, but most of them still leading by non-disabled artists. Yes, they of course they try to cooperate in equal relationships with the artists with disabilities, but still they are leading. I think they usually lead the art forms. I believe that is our situation now.
Thanks, Won Young Kim. Fab to hear all about the work you're doing and a little bit more about the scene over there in Seoul. Finally, we're catching up with Hannah Madness, last but not least on our trio for today. It is a pleasure to be here with you at the Unlimited Festival. First off, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your work?
Hello, everyone. I am Hannah Madness. I am a visual artist and mental health activist based in Jakarta. I do painting, digital illustration, mural to address mental health issues or disabilities based on my personal experiences. And I first discovered art as a cathartic medium in maintaining my sanity during my high school years. It was my response to a mental crisis that I had since I was a kid. Those contributors have slowly reshaped me mentally at a quite extreme level. So I just depended on sketchbook and drawing pen as my loyal friends. I found comfort in writing and doodling anything about my feelings. And of course, I did that only to keep me sane without imagining that I would end up by getting the appreciation like I've got nowadays. And so far, my artistic practices have been through individual and collaborative projects involving communities, the marginalized ones I like, organizations, company from both the private and government sectors. And then when I can honestly voice my concern as a person with mental disabilities through most of my works, then people want to hear more about the narrative, then people enjoy it and are able to open a public conversation on the many voices that have been silenced so far. This thing really made me realize that I wasn't alone. There are so many people who are also struggling, even though our challenges and obstacles are different.
You mentioned your sketchbook and your pen are your loyal friends and also shared stories with others. I'm really interested to know a bit more about your experience of the festival here. Have you made any new friends? What's it been like? And what have your highlights been?
I still can't believe this is my fifth time being in England and for my second time attending Unlimited Festival, still with a cultural mission. And as a visual artist, seeing and enjoying extraordinary art by disabled artists from various cultural backgrounds, genders, beliefs, disciplines, practices, and their diverse artistic forms makes Unlimited one of my biggest inspiration after my previous visit in 2016, which inspired the creation of the first and largest disability arts festival in Indonesia in 2018. My visit this time has increased my literacy on disability, which is very closely related to accessibility, self-identity, diversity, equality, and inclusion, as well as how the disabled community celebrates their existence as part of the world that also has a positive contribution to create a disability-friendly ecosystem. Here, in a few days, I use the wheelchair access that has been provided due to my physical health, even though I'm not used to it, but honestly, I feel safe and secure because all the team is very supportive and helpful, whether it is from Unlimited or Southbank Center. Also, I could see the culture of the people to come to enjoy and appreciate art is very big here. This is totally a disability festival, but I saw a lot of non-disabled people come and enjoy it. While in my country, maybe only people with the same frequency will come.
Interesting point there about a range of different audiences that have been at the festival, a range of different people that you may have met in the networking spaces. And do you have any other highlights that you want to tell us about that you've experienced while you've been here?
Of course, there are two works that impress me the most. The first one is called Saturn Return. My artistic practice is very far from performing, and I've never seen a performance with the level of power and energy like that, where two artists represent a sense of loss, slavery, sexuality, body, and belief that are packaged by combining spoken words and choreography and music. I got goosebumps by watching it. Then I was also deeply moved watching archive of an unseen film because I feel so relate from the history of life, struggles, to self-identity told by the artist.
It'd be great to know a little bit more about what the disabled art scene is like in your home country.
In Indonesia, art hasn't yet become the main source of life for artists. Many factors such as unequal access to public spaces, distribution, incubation of work for both artists and the public, as well as the general opinion that art only functions as entertainment and is not considered as part of everyday life that has social, economic, and environmental impacts. So many artists still get less attention. In post-pandemic recovery, art will almost certainly be the last priority. So sad to hear that. So the thing is, we must ensure that we have the right institution and mechanism to support a sustainable and vibrant art scenes. Collaboration, collectivity, togetherness, are we need to create that, both from the government, private sectors, group and individuals.
And how does your work fit or not into that?
So, my works reflect my journey as a person with a mental disability who lives in a very patriarchy culture and grew up in a very conservative environment. And I try to normalize mental health issues through my works that are inspired by my difficult life experiences from childhood to the point when I received medical treatments at a psychiatric ward in Jakarta. And all those narratives really influence the works that I make until now. As an artist, I feel I must continue to present work that provide joy, interaction, and inspiration, but they also provide wise criticism of the system to encourage the community to engage wisely and make steps in social progress. I want to be a professional artist without hiding my identity as a disabled, because I'm proud of that. And by working with artists or community in other parts of the world, from different backgrounds and cultures, it always leads me to beautiful exchange of ideas, which creates artistic growth, empathy, and new understandings.
Thanks, Hannah. It's great to meet you for the first time in real life, even though this is your second time at an Unlimited festival. Fab to hear about your experiences, past and present. Thank you to all our wonderful guests on this podcast. Thank you if you've joined us online or in real life as part of the festival too. I've been your host, Ellie Liddell Crew, and this has been the Unlimited podcast.
This podcast has been produced by Unlimited thanks to funding from the British Council. Unlimited is supported by Arts Council England, Arts Council of Wales, Creative Scotland, and the Paul Hamlin Foundation.